2 minutes of it. So if you're out there listening to it, I'm sorry you had to put up with what you're having to put up with. So, but hey, we're praising the Lord. May it not be in tune or on tune or on time or any time, but we're praising the Lord. Amen. So since it was by accident, I think we might be safe. I don't think we'll get in trouble for a one-time, for a one-time thing. So y'all pray for that though. Hey, how many of y'all want to know more about the Holy Spirit?
Amen.
How many of y'all want more of the Holy Spirit in your lives?
Amen.
Amen. Those at home, those here already got the title, but today's message title is the Holy Spirit. Kind of answers that question, don't it? We're going to talk about the Holy Spirit today. Amen. The Holy Spirit seems to be the most controversial person of the Trinity. Even Christians alike, like us, amen, cannot agree on who He is or what He does. Y'all hear that? The Holy Spirit might be the most controversial person of the Trinity. Even us Christians cannot always agree on who He is or what He does. Your scripture today, the main one, we're going to follow up with Acts here in a little bit, but your main scripture is from the book of John, chapter verse 14. Chapter 14, verse 26. Again, John 14, 26. I'm going to be reading from the New King James Version. So y'all will hear that here in just a second. But John 14, 26 is your first verse. And then here in a little bit later, towards the end of the message, we'll be in Acts chapter 8, verses 14 through 18. So John 14, 26 says, y'all with me? Y'all in the book of John with me? 14:26 says, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for your scripture today, Lord. Lord, as always, I ask you to get Ronnie out of the way right now, Lord. Lord, may it be your words and not mine spoken, Lord. May your Holy Spirit fill our place today, Lord. May we feel afresh in the presence of the Lord today, Lord. May we feel a fresh wind and a holy fire, Lord, of Spirit, Lord, today. May we open our heart, mind, and soul to what you have for us today, Lord. Lord, may we always continue to strive to be better than we were the day before, or the hour or an hour ago, Lord. May we always want your Holy Spirit to live, dwell, and reside inside of our souls, Lord. May we want it to be overflowing in our lives each and every day, Lord. Lord, we ask you just to be with us through the rest of the message. In your name I pray. Everybody say it?
Amen.
Amen. All right, here we go. Y'all ready for some Holy Spirit message?
Amen.
Who is the Holy Spirit? Who is the Holy Spirit? God exists in three persons, don't He? But we often only hear about two of them. We often only hear about the Father and the Son. The Holy Spirit, though, is the third person in the Trinity. He is God living in us. Y'all hear that? The Holy Spirit is God living in us. Guess what? If you're a sinner, if you don't know Jesus, you ain't got no Holy Spirit in you. Because you got to clear that other hurdle first before God can live in you and send His Holy Spirit to live in you. Amen? But the Holy Spirit is God living in us. What is the role of the Holy Spirit in the Trinity? The Holy Spirit is equal to, amen, equal with the Father and the Son as God. He is present in the world to make men aware of their need for Jesus. How many of y'all know we need Jesus?
Amen.
Amen. How many of y'all know even after you become a Christian, you still need Jesus? Every day, every minute, every hour, we still need Jesus. Amen. He also lives in every believer from the moment that they get saved. Amen. So the moment you get saved, the Holy Spirit says, "How you doing? What's up? I want to sup with you. I want to hang out with you. What you doing tonight?" You get all them love calls from the Holy Spirit the moment that you accept salvation through Christ. Amen. He provides Christians with power for living, understanding of spiritual truths, and guidance in doing what's right. As Christians, we seek to live under the Holy Spirit, under His control daily. The Holy Spirit seems to be the most controversial person of the Trinity. Even us Christians cannot really believe who He was, who He is, and what He does. Is the Holy Spirit the least of the three in the Trinity? Or is He the power we're lacking in our lives? Are we considering the least of the Trinity? Or is He the power that we're lacking in our lives? There are many misconceptions about who the Holy Spirit is. But the following are some of the most common misunderstandings that we Christians, everybody say, "I'm a Christian." Everybody home, type "I'm a Christian" in the comments. We'll go over some misunderstandings that Christians have about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not karma or a force in nature. The Holy Spirit is not karma or a force. He's a person. Amen? The Holy Spirit is a person. The Holy Spirit is not reserved for super Christians. How many of y'all know some Christians think you have to be on a higher level to have the Holy Spirit there? No. He's not reserved for super Christians. He's a gift to all Christians. Everybody that accepts Christ gets the Holy Spirit. Amen? Every Christian gets the Holy Spirit. Some of us are afraid of Him, ain't we? Some of us are like, "Yeah, alright, I got that dude in there hanging out, but I'm going to keep him on the down low. So he ain't that mouthy in my head." How many of y'all know you need a lot more mouth from the Holy Spirit in your head than you do your own? Amen? The Holy Spirit does not come and go like goosebumps. Although we can get some Holy Spirit bumps, but He don't come and go like goosebumps. He's with us always. He's with us every day, every hour, every minute that we are alive. Amen? The Holy Spirit does spectacular things. The Holy Spirit does many spectacular things. But He also guides and equips us for everybody or everyday interactions. Sometimes His leading could be as simple as telling us to sit in a specific seat or to say hi to a specific person. Y'all know them people that we don't really want to talk to or associate with? Yeah, the Holy Spirit be telling you, "Go up in there. You need more of it. We need more of it." Amen? We need more acceptance of what the Holy Spirit tells us to do. Amen? Another misconception is the Holy Spirit is extra or optional. I hear things like, "If I know Jesus, I've got all I need." We can't do all that Jesus calls us to do without the Holy Spirit. Amen? We need the extra. Amen? We need the extra as in that every day. It's not optional. It's not an optional thing. When you get saved, the Holy Spirit is not optional. You're confined to it. It's confined to your body. It's ready to go in you. Amen? Who is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is a person. Being a person, the Holy Spirit has feelings. He can become sad or angry, and others can insult Him or blaspheme against Him. Amen? He's a gift giver. How many of y'all know the Holy Spirit gives us gifts? who keeps on giving. Some of you have gifts that you don't know that you have, because we don't want to explore that side of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What does the Holy Spirit do? I'm going to tell you in short.
A lot.
Y'all heard that? The Holy Spirit does a lot. For starters, the Holy Spirit empowers us to share the gospel. One of the promises that Jesus gives us in Scripture is that we don't have to fear sharing our faith. When we have the Holy Spirit living within us, we get that boldness, don't we? We get that proudness. We get that unction to go say, "Hey, I want to tell you something. I want to tell you about Jesus." Even when we're not sure what to say. How many of y'all have ever went to talk to somebody about Jesus and not had a clue what to say? Amen. I know I do. I still do sometimes. But guess what? Even when we don't know what to say, we can trust the Holy Spirit will bring it to mind when we need it. When we need to use it. Amen. The sad thing is this, though. There are so many Christians walking around and even sitting in this, watching online, who are defeated. Amen? They're defeated. Why is that? I'll tell you three things that the Spirit does for us. There's so many more that the Holy Spirit does for us. But these three stood out for me as I studied this week. Number one is, the Holy Spirit convicts. Everybody says, "I'm convicted by the Spirit." Somebody at home, give me a thumbs up. Tell me you're convicted. Amen. The Holy Spirit convicts. John chapter 8, verse 1 through 11 was the story of a woman caught in the very act of adultery. We know she was married because she was caught. Amen. Right? Even in the very act, she was caught. She was brought to Jesus to see what he would say in hopes that he would trip up and they would have a reason to accuse him. Now check this out. This woman and these men meet the Holy Spirit face to face. Jesus right then saying, didn't hear them. Raised up. He who is without sin, throw that first stone. Stood and wrote in the sand again. Those who hear it was convicted, who heard it was convicted by their sin, and what they do? They dropped their stone and left one by one. And then Jesus said to the woman, "Woman, where are your accusers? Where are the people that accuse you?" She says, "They're gone."
Amen.
Amen. Jesus said, "So are your sins."
Yes.
Go and sin no more. Amen. That's what happens when we accept Jesus. All of our accusers go, "Bye. See you later." Because God forgives our sins. Amen. And we are to be like a woman in adultery. We are to go and sin no more. But guess what? We can't do that without the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm going to tell you, if I try to not sin without the Holy Spirit, hey, I'm going to be honest with you. It's hard enough with the Holy Spirit to try not to sin. But without Him, I'd never have a chance. Amen. So we need the Holy Spirit for us to live that go and sin no more command. Amen. Jesus never condemns us. Never condemns us. Just like her. John 3:17. The New King James Version says, "For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him be saved." That's why sinners wanted to hang out with Jesus. How many of y'all knew that? Sinners wanted to hang out with our Savior. Amen. I wish sinners today still wanted to hang out with Him. instead of running around the world doing whatever they want to do. Amen? But that's why they wanted to hang out with him, because he didn't condemn them. Amen? Jesus did not hang out with sinners. They hung out with him because he was so non-condemning. This woman is like many today. They got into drug into church, not to be loved and accepted, but to be exposed and condemned. How many of y'all know churches are still out there trying to expose and condemn rather than be loving? This woman's like many of us today. Amen. We need to love and accept and leave the convicting to the Holy Spirit. We need to get ourselves out of the way and let the Holy Spirit deal with it. I promise you we'll be a lot happier. We'll have a lot more joy in our heart when we let the Holy Spirit take over and we don't try judging and condemning people. Amen. You don't need people. You don't need the people who condemned you. You need the one that Judas kissed.
Amen.
Y'all hear that?
Amen.
You don't need the people who condemned you. You need the one in Jesus that Judas kissed. Amen. Second thing the Holy Spirit does, the Holy Spirit sanctifies us. Uh-oh, we're going to talk about sanctification for a second. Woo! That's scary, ain't it? Some places you never hear about that anymore, do you? 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, the New King James Version says, "Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace be multiplied." Amen. The Spirit sanctifies us. Sanctify. Y'all know what that means? Hey, if you're here and you don't know what that means, or you're at home, let me tell you. Sanctify. To be set apart. Amen. Or declare holy. To consecrate. To be consecrated. Sorry. He sets us apart in Christ Jesus that we might be cleansed by His blood. He works in us so we will be obedient to the Son. Amen? Serving, sharing, reading, giving, and becoming more like Jesus every day. Because trust me, without the Holy Spirit in you, you cannot get more Christ-like. We are still human without the Holy Spirit in us. Amen? By and through sanctification, we are given a new position and infused with power. We're given new power. Amen? This power that I'm speaking of, in theological terms, is progressive sanctification. This is the way that God works for His good pleasure, not ours. Amen? This is the way that God works for His good pleasure as we work out our life of salvation. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13, the New King James Version says, "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure." Romans 8, 19 to 13, New King James puts it like this: "But you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, now if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not His. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, amen, to live accordingly, according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will surely die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. So we are no longer in the flesh, but in the Spirit. So by the Spirit, we should put to death the deeds of our flesh. That's power, isn't it? That's power. By His Spirit, we can put to deeds, put to death our deeds of the flesh. How many of y'all know it's hard? Amen? Because we're still human, aren't we? We're still going to have problems. We're still going to have struggles. But we got somebody that Satan ain't got on his side to call on when we struggle. We can say, Holy Spirit, come and fill me. I need a fresh wind today. You can yell at him and he's there. Amen? It's not a cheap infomercial telling you to change and cheering you on to do it. Amen? How many of y'all have seen those? These are some cheesy infomercials telling you how good your life can be if you just quit doing so and so. None of it ever says how good your life can be if you accept Jesus. Amen. It's all just good word. So I'm glad I'm not in that infomercial. Amen. If you're saved, you're sanctified and have already been changed. Amen. We are a new creation. How many of y'all are glad that God gave you a new creation when you accepted Jesus? With a new strength at work within us, producing gospel fruit. Amen. The Holy Spirit expects this because He's in us. Amen. If He's living in you, He's going to expect some gospel to come out of you. Amen. How exactly does the Holy Spirit activate and empower us? The third thing the Holy Spirit does is He baptizes us. The Holy Spirit baptizes us. In Luke 3:16, New King James Version says, John answered, saying to all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I is coming, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to loose. He will baptize you. How? With the Holy Spirit. Amen. And fire. Whew. Three different baptisms. The Holy Spirit baptizes us in Jesus. The Spirit comes on us. He convicts us. We open up and we accept Christ. Amen. And the finished work on the cross. We are baptized in Jesus by His blood. Amen. The second one is the disciples baptized in water. Jesus baptizes us in the third way. Woo. Y'all like that? Jesus baptizes us in the Holy Spirit. How many of y'all are glad for that? Amen. How many of y'all home glad you got the Holy Spirit when you accepted Jesus? Amen. Give me a thumbs up or a comment. These are three clearly different baptisms in Scripture. Mark 1:8, New King James Version says, I indeed baptized you with water, but He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Acts 8:12, New King James Version says, but when they believed Philip, as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized. In 1 John 5:7 and 8, also New King James Version says, for there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. For these three are one, amen? And there are three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree as one. Amen. 3 different baptisms. I'm glad we got them. I'm glad we got them. Have you had all yours? Are you still missing some of them? Have you not got all the Holy Spirit that you want? I don't know about you, but until God takes me home, I'm going to want more Holy Spirit in me.
Amen.
I'm going to want more Holy Spirit life. Amen. Now, last scripture we'll look at, the book of Acts, chapter 8, verses 14 through 18. Also, New King James Version says, "Now when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them, who when they had come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet he had fallen upon none of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money." This is one of the clearest examples in the book of Acts that the born-again experience that we have when we accept Jesus and the receiving of the Holy Spirit are two separate experiences. These people had to be saved. Amen. And believers, or Philip, would have not baptized them in water. Yet, they had not received the power of the Holy Spirit. I ask you today, are you still lacking the power? Are you still lacking some Holy Spirit power that you want? Acts 19:6 says, "And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied." This was clear that the baptism of the Holy Spirit is a separate experience from water baptism. Amen. Water baptism is what? That's your outward expression of what God has changed on the inside of you when you accept Him as your Savior. Amen. But the holy fire baptism, that's something separate. That's something altogether. Amen. They're not the same. They're not the same thing. Even though they can be accompanied in each other, that sometimes happens. But they're still two separate baptisms. So I ask you today, have you had a Holy Spirit baptism yet? Are you ready for one? Do you want more? Do you have one and still want more today? Hey, there's an altar up here. If you want to come and pray to receive more of the Holy Spirit, you're more than welcome to do that. At home, you can do it at your table. Amen. Hey, but guess what? You don't have to come to either one of them. Amen. If you want some Holy Spirit fire, some Holy Spirit baptism down upon you, you can do it right there in your seat. You can do it right there at home. You can do it in the car later. Amen. If you know that you want something more, raise your hand. If you know that you want some more holy fire, some more Holy Spirit living within you at home, give me a thumbs up or a comment saying, "I want it. I want it." Let's everybody in here shout, "I want it.
I want it.
I want more.
I want more.
I want some Holy Spirit fire." Do you? Do you really want it?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord. Lord, I thank you for getting me out of the way today, Lord.
Oh,
Lord, I thank you for allowing your Spirit to speak through me, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your word spoken and not mine today, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the ones here and the ones at home that have raised their hand or commented, Lord, that they want more of your Holy Spirit fire to live within them today, Lord. Lord, I pray a special blessing upon each one of them right now, Lord, that you would live, dwell, and give.
give them more mercy, grace, and fire than they have ever seen in their lives, Lord. I pray that your fire will be running over in our lives, Lord, in each one of us, Lord. Lord, I want more of you, Lord. I pray that you have an abounding joy of fire rolling up inside each one of them, Lord. Lord, that when somebody comes to them outside, Lord, at their work, Lord, at home, Lord, their family, their friend, their neighbors, Lord, that they see the true fire burning from them, Lord, from within them, Lord. Because that's where the Holy Ghost fire is, Lord, is within each one of us, Lord. May you give us each more passion, more desire to tell somebody about how that fire changed their lives, Lord, and how it gives us mercy and grace beyond any understanding that we could ever have, Lord. Lord, we thank you for each and everything that you do, Lord. And as always, we ask you put somebody in front of us, Lord, that we can tell about your love, your mercy, your grace, the Jesus gospel that each one of us have known and accepted, Lord. Lord, the fire that you're going to send down upon this world, Lord. Lord, the fire that can start right here in our church, Lord. Lord, the Holy Ghost fire, Lord, the revival fire, Lord. We ask just to shine that down and desire upon each one of us to want more of you each and every day, Lord. Lord, in your name I pray. And everybody say it.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, did I stop?
Yeah.